Big tech and the spread of misinformation are in government crosshairs once again. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. While U.S. President-elect Joe Biden might be under increasing pressure to crack down on the power of big tech, other countries are moving full steam ahead. European regulators have filed anti-competitive charges against Amazon, and the Chinese government has also proposed rules to curb its biggest internet companies. But the move from Beijing has cast a long shadow over one of the most important days of the year for the country's e-commerce giant, Alibaba. Singles Day, much like Amazon Prime Day, usually sees billions of dollars in online sales thanks to deep discounts. So are new corporate rules stealing focus from those big sales? Here's Duncan Clark from consulting firm BDA China.
Singles Day is almost its own world of media blending with sort of shopping. So people who are online are trying to get discounts and get their orders in before the end of the day. And there have been entertainers like Katy Perry appearing virtually. But the dramatic action in Hong Kong and in the US, I think when the markets open, is a very different world.
Exactly. So consumers may not be reacting to this news, but shares of big Chinese tech firms are. They're solidly lower this morning. So how have the companies themselves been responding to this news?
Obviously, people are trying to figure out, as often happens, regulation in China can leave a lot of room for interpretation. The big tech firms in China, who previously felt somewhat immune from the anti-monopoly law or the application of that law, now don't feel so immune because this announcement indicates that the government may be having a fresh look at the sheer scale of tech companies. Interestingly, the same thing happened with Amazon and the European Commission. Governments everywhere are having a fresh look.
So is this the start of a new global crackdown on big tech that we've all sort of been waiting for?
You know, I think big tech is almost a victim of its own success. It's so successful that it's changed the game. We saw that last week with the very last minute suspension of Alibaba's financial affiliate Ant from having the world's largest IPO. That was sort of the one punch, and the two punch came here with the potential questioning over any monopolistic practices or dominance of these companies in the sector.
Clearly big tech in focus no matter where you go. Duncan Clark from BDA China Consulting. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Checking the numbers now, that regulatory crackdown sent China's tech-heavy Chinex index down 3.3% in Shanghai today. Alibaba shares are dropping more than 9.8%. Tencent is down 7.3%, and JD.com 9.2%. Here in Europe, key benchmarks in London, Paris, and Frankfurt are up about 0.5%. The European Commission today is expected to approve a supply contract for Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, which the company this week said is more than 90% effective. The vaccine, though, is still undergoing tests, but once it or another candidate gets the regulatory seal of approval, how is a vaccine program of this scale rolled out worldwide? David Salisbury from the Chatham House Global Health Program says adaptation is the key to making this mammoth logistical operation work.
If you go to countries that have recently been doing polio campaigns, they've got really good trained people who know how to vaccinate large numbers, but they're good at vaccinating children. You've got, in industrialized countries, programs that are good at vaccinating older people for flu, and they will have to adapt. You will choose what's going to be the best to get both the vaccine and the vaccination to as many people as best you can.
Prioritization will be key. On Monday, Pfizer said it's going to make 50 million vaccines in 2020 and up that to 1.3 billion in 2021. But how do you prioritize various populations? Because there are various at-risk people in individual countries, but then there are also countries themselves that have invested in tens of millions of doses each. How do you know who gets what when?
Each company will have made its choices about how it will split up what it produces to industrialized countries who've got contracts in place, but also to COVAX, the coalition for making sure that less wealthy countries have access to vaccine. And you make choices based on risk. I've had painful experience about some of these choices. I remember during a meningitis campaign that I was responsible for, taking a phone call one afternoon from a father who said that his 17-year-old son had been vaccinated 3 weeks before, and he was hugely grateful for that. But his 13-year-old son, who was not in a priority group, had died the day before. When we make prioritizations, we try to make them with the best interests of the most people at heart.
Given all of your experience with rolling out some of these new vaccine programs, what do you see as the biggest hurdle still yet to come?
I think the biggest hurdle is going to be ensuring high coverage. We know from flu vaccine in this country that we can vaccinate close to 75% of people over 65. Very few other countries can achieve that. Under 65 with risk factors, we only get 50%, and other places don't even do as well as that. And we're now going to be trying to vaccinate all of those people younger than, let's say, 50, who don't have risk factors, and persuading them where the benefit is less because the risk of the disease is less may be problematic. And I think it will be, for quite a while, vaccines plus being other social interventions to try to minimize transmission. We should be very careful about thinking we can give up on social distancing as soon as a vaccine is available.
David Salisbury from the Chatham House Global Health Program, thanks so much for your insight.
My pleasure.
Well, getting a vaccine program at this size and scale started takes coordination from everyone, from glass vial makers to shipping companies. You can find our interviews with major players in this process at marketplace.org. Just click on the Fast Track tab at the top of the page. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.